across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And it's a real pleasure to welcome into the studio Hetty Wood from Rowan. How are you doing, my love?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
Good, a nice summer?
Yes, lovely.
Because you lot all
summer.
Went off to the beach, didn't you?
We celebrated
your birthday.
Oh, it was lovely. Yeah, we all went to the beach. There was 80 odd of us all got on a double decker bus and we went to the beach for the day, went to Southwold.
Oh.
We had a lovely day.
Proper old fashioned bus trip out to the seaside.
Yeah, exactly. Fish and chips, ice creams, paddling in the sea, walked along the pier. It was lovely.
Oh, wonderful. And everyone managed to go. Because this is one of the things you were saying that you've been talking about doing for years and years and years. And it's like, well, we actually could organise it.
No, exactly. It's one of those things that sort of kept cropping up in conversations and people really wanted to do it. And then, you know, we were sort of wondering about whether it was possible and obviously the cost behind it. And we just thought, you know what, we've just got to go for it. So we went for it, raised the money, and off we went.
Very good. I'm glad you had a lovely time. You had good weather on the day as well, because we were all sort of keeping our eye on it for you. But it was, you had a good day.
No, it was a good day. It wasn't too sunny, which was quite nice. Yeah. It was perfect, actually. Perfect weather.
That's really nice. For those people who, I can't believe there's anybody listening who doesn't know what Rowan does, but just what is it you do there?
So at Rowan, we are a charity and an art centre, and we work with adults with learning disabilities. We are based on near Chesterton Road, down Humberston Road, and we have our own art centre, and we have woodwork, print, textiles, ceramics, music, drama, a whole host of different studios, and our student artists are able to come along to Rowan Monday to Friday and get involved in different projects, commissions, their own gifts if they'd like to make something themselves. We do performances, we do trips, as we just mentioned. We do a whole host of things.
It just is an amazing place to come down to. I say it every time, it looks like an ordinary sort of house front when you approach it. And then you go into this TARDIS-like environment that opens right up into this wonderful space. And the work you do, again, every time you come in we mention this, but it bears repeating. The standard of some of the work that you guys put out, it's you can see it if you go to Milton Country Park. You were just working on another big commission last time we spoke, I think, weren't you?
Yes, we've had a lot of lovely commissions recently, actually. So one of the ones that you can go see is, as you say, at Milton Country Park. We've also been working on some lovely new benches recently, a new commission. And we've also got a new one down by the Jesus Green. And it is a large sculpture sign made in our woodwork studios. And it was made all to do with the Friends of Sheep's Green.
Right.
And it's all been made collaboratively with our student artists and our studio workers.
There you go. So trust me, if you want to see how it should be done, the standard is staggering. It's very impressive. And then you've got all the other stuff you do. You've got your Christmas fair coming up, but you've got lots going on and you come in to tell us all about it. So I'm not going to steal all your thunder.
Yes.
Let's rattle through what's coming up, because people are going to want to see and get involved.
So between now and Christmas, we have lots of things going on. So one thing that we've just started advertising this week is our next charity art exhibition. So this is super exciting, because we actually did a charity art exhibition in February. That was at Long Road and it was called Cambridge Scene, and we had over 200 people involved. So people brought a canvas from us, they then completed the canvas and then they gave it back to us and we sold it. And then the exhibition actually raised nearly £6,000 for
That's
Rowan.
Amazing.
Which was fantastic. It was, you know, it was something that we'd never done before. We had been a part of other exhibitions with another charity called White House Arts, and they had very kindly split the proceeds with us, but we'd never done it ourselves. So off we went, we did it, and it was a great success.
And you do it so much so you're doing another one.
So number two is on the way.
Let's just get our heads around this, because last year I thought, okay, so let's see how this works out. So the idea is people buy a blank canvas from you.
Correct, yes. So people can come to Rowan and they will buy a blank canvas from us for £10.
Right.
And then what you do is you take our lovely new theme, which has just been announced, which is Celebrate Your World. So this can really be taken anywhere you
like. I was going to say, I could do a night. My world is these four walls. pretty much. This is it. I sent them, most of my life is in here. So yeah, I could do a picture of Cambridge 105.
Exactly.
For example.
And you know, looking at celebrating your world, you can look at special occasions, birthdays, engagements, weddings, anniversaries. You could focus on a hobby. You could focus on a person. You could focus on the environment. You could focus on, you know, you could really go anywhere you like with this.
Sure.
It's about what you would like to celebrate in your world. The other thing about it is it's not just about drawing. It's not just about painting. On the canvases, you can go anywhere you like with any medium. So last year, it was actually February. In February.
I was thinking, it can't be a year ago already, surely.
So we had a whole host of different canvases. We had woodwork, textiles, we had felting, we had someone take apart the whole canvas and then do glass. It was really amazing. We really had so many different variations. So it's not just about saying, oh, well, I can't draw.
No. You can do something.
You can do something. So you come along to Rowan, you buy your canvas just for £10. And then when you've completed that, we don't need it back until January next year. So you've got lots of time to do it in. You then return it to us and we will then hold an art exhibition. So whether you're a amateur, a professional, a novice, no matter what your skills are when it comes to artwork, you can really grab hold of this. You can do it. You can be any age. I think last year our youngest was 6. And then the age range went all the way up. And we had so many different people involved. It was fabulous. And what's also lovely is that if you have never had your art in an exhibition before,
no,
then here you go. We're offering you that opportunity.
And so many people, I think, would have gone, yeah, but mine will be the bit that won't sell. Stuff was going out the door as you were hanging it, wasn't it?
this year, we opened the doors and there was a queue outside and we couldn't believe how quickly canvases were selling. So then at the actual event, which is going to be held at the lovely new building at Chesterton Community College,
right,
they've just completed their new building and it's stunning. It's really lovely. So we're going to be using that, and you come along to that and then you can buy a bit of artwork for £45, and then all the proceeds come back to us at Rowan to help and support our student artists every day.
So let's just look at this from the point of view of the artist. Okay, you're going to pay £10 for a canvas and then you're going to do a piece of art. You're going to give that art back, but someone is going to, just think of this, somebody is probably going to buy your piece of art and hang it on their wall. That is, as an artist, there's no better reclaim, is there? And someone goes, I like that, I'm going to buy that and I'm going to hang it in my house. That's a huge compliment to anybody.
Oh, it's massive. And it's such a lovely feel, the whole exhibition. And then we had people coming along who'd done artwork. We had people coming along who wanted to buy artwork. Everyone was chatting. It's just such a lovely feel. And it's just, you know, we had people come up to me saying, oh, I didn't think I was going to be able to do it. And my artwork up there and I've come in and it's sold.
And you're going to be buying a piece of art which is unique.
Yes.
It is going to be for an amazing cause. And it is right, you know, if you're living in Cambridge and you want this, it's made right here in Cambridge.
Exactly.
So it's everybody wins.
Everyone really does win.
And you
it's just
guys,
such fun.
If we can raise £6,000 again this year, you'd be well happy, wouldn't you?
Oh, we'd be so pleased, because at Rowan, we have to keep our prices so our student artists can afford to come.
Sure.
But at Rowan, it costs us a certain amount to have our student artists with us every day, and their budgets every day are a certain amount. So we are constantly fundraising to make sure our student artists can come to Rowan, so they can have that social time, so they can learn new skills, so they can be out in the world, be confident, because otherwise if we weren't there, a lot of our student artists, unfortunately, they'd be at home. Mm. And, you know, it's about making sure that they've got the opportunities that, you know, we all have.
Yeah. No, it's amazing what you do. Excellent. So there we are. So if people want to get involved now and get one of these canvases, where do they start?
So all you need to do is pop on our website, which is very easy to remember. It's www.rowanhumberstone.co.uk. You can find all the information on there. And you can get in touch with me. All my information is on the website rather than reeling it off on the radio. Yeah. And you can get in touch with me, organise a time to come to Rowan, buy your canvas. We are also going to be having a few open evenings to come and get canvases.
Ah, right.
Just to make
That's
it a bit
cool.
easier for you guys, so you can come in when's best for you. There'll also be a Saturday and Sunday when we'll be open, so you can come in and get a canvas. All those dates will be appearing on the website. But we are open Monday to Friday, I'm there 8:30 to 4:30, so you can pop in any time. Come get your canvas. Come say hi. Come see the space if you've never seen
absolutely.
Us before.
No, go and see them. All right, that's lovely. Well, I'm glad you're doing another one of those because that was such a success.
So fingers crossed, onwards and upwards.
But you've got other stuff to celebrate as well.
We do. Well, this year is our 35th anniversary.
It's all right, isn't it? That's not bad going.
So we've been running for 35 years now, and we were lucky enough to be nominated as one of the mayor's charities of the year, along with the King's Hedges Family Support Group. And we have got use of the Guild Hall.
Oh, right.
So that lovely building and that lovely hall. So we thought, hey, let's have a Kaylee.
Well, I was going to say for a minute, Norwich Cathedral have had that helter-skelter. I thought, hello, what are you going to do there? Water slides? No, right. So you're going to go for a Kaylee.
We are indeed.
That'll be fun because that's a good space, the Guildhall. It's a big stage
and
plenty of room in there.
It is. So on Friday the 8th of November, we are holding our Rowan 35th birthday party. And we're now selling tickets for this. So you can, you know, get a group of you together, come along. You'll get a drink on arrival. There'll be food. We'll have a Kaylee, there'll be Rowan artwork on display, loads of more stuff going on. It's a great excuse for a night out. And also, all the funds that were raised from selling tickets will come back to Rowan.
Perfect. There we go. So if people want tickets, again, it's the website. Is it rowanhumberston.co.uk?
You can go straight on the website, but you could also buy tickets on the Cambridge Live website.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you can also pop on there as well.
Excellent. All right, so that is Friday the 8th of November, 6:30 to 10:30 at the Guildhall. That'd be a posh, that'd be a good gig.
Yes, it will, yes. And, you know, the mayor's also going to be there, which will be really lovely, Jerry Bird, and we're going to have all of our trustees there, staff, volunteers, and we'd love just to invite in as many people as possible, whether you know about Rowan, whether you don't know about Rowan, come along, find out more about us, and have a good Kaylee in the meantime.
I was going to say, just work on the assumption you're going for a good evening out, and you can learn all the other stuff once you get there.
Exactly.
Perfect. And then what about the Christmas stuff? Because you have all your winter and Christmas gifts and cards and everything. I mean, it's a one-stop shop, really, your place.
We do. So every year at Rowan, we have our winter warmer. And it's a big hit because we always have mulled wine and mince pies.
Works for me.
So this year, we are doing our winter warmer again, as usual. It is the first Wednesday of December, which I believe is the 4th of December. And we'll be opening our doors 5 till 8. You can come in, you can explore our studios. It's absolutely free to attend, and as you walk around our lovely studios, there's workshops you can get involved in, there's gifts for sale, cards, so you can really come to us and buy that unique Christmas present.
And they really are.
And we've
already talked about the standard, so don't worry about that. This isn't like, oh, I'm going to do something, it's for charity. No, actually, this is really good stuff. You want to get down there. It is really good stuff.
No, exactly. We have queues outside the door at our winter warmer because everyone wants to get in there and get the good stuff before it disappears. So it's a great event to come to, and it's a real chance to get in the Christmas spirit and also find out a bit more about what we do and have a little sneak around our studios as well.
You do understand we are now both in trouble. We are talking about Christmas on the 12th of September and we're going to get the complaints are going to start now. Anyway, all right, now look, just to remind me as well, you've talked about what Rowan does, and it is for people with learning disabilities and stuff like that predominantly, and there are have you still got spaces? Because every now and again spaces crop up. So if people are listening thinking, well, I want to get involved in this, it sounds like a great opportunity and like it's something rather special. How do they get involved?
Yes, so at Rowan, we do currently have student artist places available. So if you or you know of somebody, maybe they're about to finish college or finish school and they're unsure about what to do next, what's the next step, then please get in touch. Pop on our website. You can come along to Rowan. You can meet the staff, meet some other students and find out if we're the right next step for you. Maybe we're not, and that's absolutely fine. We do also offer at Rowan 4 free tasters to any new student artist because we understand the importance of finding that balance and what's right for that student artist. You know, we are not a drop-off centre. It's very different. It's a real opportunity to make new friends, socialise, learn new skills and get involved in some of our amazing commissions that then you can say, you know what, I did that. I was part of that. And it's a really wonderful place to be. So if you're unsure about what's next for you or you know of someone who might be looking for that next step, then, you know, reach out to us.
There you go, rowanhumberston.co.uk. If you're driving along, I've got all the details here in the studio, so don't worry. It's Cambridge 566027. But if you're driving along, as I say, just text me or email me when you get parked up and I'll send you back those details. You've got a busy old time coming up between now and Christmas.
I just sort of realised this.
Bet you're glad you had your day at the seaside. That was your annual holiday. I hope you enjoyed it. Hetty, it's always lovely to see you. Good luck again. Keep us posted on everything. We'll put all the details of all the events on the What's On guide on the Cambridge 105 website as well. It will all sell out, as it always does, but it's really lovely that it's all going on right up just at Chesterton, right here in the city.
Yeah, right in the city centre.
It's all good stuff. Hetty, lovely to see you. Thanks for bringing the sunshine in with you, and we'll see you again soon. That's Hetty Wood from Rowan. Thanks very much. Cheers, bye.